helped me to learn. I tell you, I tell my friends back at school that the best education is talking to
instructor like you. Or are you school?
I'm finishing school. I'm finishing my PhD.
So you're getting
I'm getting
ready to. I'm helping you write your paper.
Well, sort of. Yeah, I guess you could say that. I'm learning an awful lot from you. That's for sure. And you mentioned sourdough, right? Is that something that your wife made a good bit of? And did y'all ever make cornbread?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Were there different kinds of cornbread?
Well, there was the white and the yellow.
Okay.
That was distinguishing. Okay. It was just there's white corn and there's yellow. Yellow's the more popular, I think, and the most flavorful too. Mm-hmm. The folks never used white cornmeal at all. Mother didn't, but I know I worked for some folks and they were from Oklahoma. After I got older, and they had a lot of cornbread, but theirs was white, and it really wasn't good as Mama's. Mm.
Did you ever hear folks around here call it anything other than cornbread? Did they ever call it corn pone?
I've heard that term, yeah, but not common around here.
Yeah. Mostly they'd call it cornbread. Okay. And what do people call soft drinks around here, like Pepsis and Cokes? What's up?
Well, when I was growing up, it was soda pop.
Okay.
But it's soft drink now, I guess.
Okay. And how about illegal alcohol? Was there much of that grown in this region, illegal alcohol, or much of that produced during Prohibition?
No, I suppose there was.
What would people have called that? What would have been the name for it?
Well, it was White Mule. And, what was the other?
Did they ever just call it moonshine, or?
Moonshine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Either when you were growing up or when you were older, did y'all ever go to a kind of community gathering where everybody had to bring something to eat?
Yeah, still do that, potluck.
Yeah. Is that what they call it? Ever call it a covered dish supper?
Yeah, I've heard it called that too.
Okay. Did y'all ever have anything where you dig a big pit outside and butcher a cow or a hog and cook it?
Oh, a barbecue, I guess. Huh?
Okay. And what would people drink, especially out on the ranch? What would they drink in the morning for breakfast? Something that was hot.
Well, coffee.
Okay.
For one thing, of course, I didn't always drink coffee.
Okay.
Lots of times I'd drink milk. I know until my leg broke and I went down here in the hospital, and I wasn't drinking coffee, and then a dietitian came in and wanted to know what I wanted to drink in the morning. He said, "You want coffee?" I said, "No, I don't want coffee." "You want tea?" I said, "No, I don't want tea." She just thought I ought to have something warm to drink. But I said, "I drink milk." Well, she said, "Would you like a warm malted milk?" I said, "Well, if you insist, if you want to make it, I'll drink it for her." I just drink it. So we don't all drink coffee.
Okay.
We don't drink very much coffee now. A lot of other people do. But I had a doctor tell me one time, if anything that'll ruin your stomach, it's coffee.
Mm. Yeah, it's probably not good for you. Probably not too good for you. I want to ask you some more about the ranch.